சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். த லார்ட் ஈஸ்வரா இஸ் ரிவீல்ட் பை அவர் ஸ்கிரிப்சர்ஸ் as non-separate principle from this creation. Non-separate principle means the creation is nothing but the Ishvara is the meaning. Non-separate or non-different from the creation. If we hear this statement, we have to remember the four statements which we saw in the last classes of our regular classes. All of you know that is, God exists, first stage of understanding about God. God exists. God is there. The second stage of understanding about God in our scriptures is, we understand through our scriptures, God created the world. First one is God exists, then God created the world. Then third statement is God became the world. God became the world. Then fourth statement is world is nothing but God. World is nothing but God. This is our understanding through our scriptures when we study scriptures. Because this understanding we can gain through the revelations of the scriptures. God exists, God created the world, God became the world, world is nothing but God. If you want to understand in other words, God alone is the cause of this universe. Karanam, this universe is effect, karyam, a product. According to cause-effect theory, the world which is the effect cannot exist separate from its cause, that is Ishvara, the Paramatma, the Lord. So this is our understanding about Ishvara. But God is everything. The entire creation is God. Very difficult for many people. All people cannot understand that whole world, universe is God, creation is God. It cannot be acceptable, assimilable for many people. Many people are unable to accept that God alone is this creation. Creation is nothing but God. Many people are unable to understand this. For them, our scriptures prescribe, if you are not able to understand that entire creation is God alone, you can choose a God in a chosen form, Ishta Devata, that you can choose. If you are not able to accept this entire creation as God, Shastra permits you can choose a form, any form what you like. There are certain forms given by our tradition from generations that particular specific forms are given by our tradition. You can choose that form and you can see God in that form only, one particular specific form. You can worship God in a particular form, that form whatever you like, Ishta Devata, a form that which you like. That form in our tradition again handed down to us in the form of God worshipping in a chosen form, a sculptor take a stone, whether granite stone, a black stone, or a marble white stone, and he carve, he chisel, he brings a form from that stone. It becomes an idol. Idol is the form of the Lord. And he gives legs, hands, eyes, ears, just human form he gives to that stone. And that stone, once it is appearing as a murti, pratima, for that murti, there are lot of rituals, samskaras they do. Installation, they call it as prana pratishtha. In temples, once that murti comes, they keep in garbhagriha and they do lot of rituals, samskaras. That is called prana pratishtha or installation. After that prana pratishtha, after lot of rituals, this sculptor brings a chisel and a hammer with him. Stapati, we call him as Stapati. That sculptor brings a chisel and a hammer and he removes certain parts of a stone in the Lord's eyes. The eyes are not yet opened. He only comes and removes a bit of stone particles at the eyes. He opens the eyes. Then you can see the murti looking at you. And this one first namaskara who does? Only the sculptor. Just he fall at the feet of the Lord and do namaskara and he comes back. From that time onwards, it is no more a stone. It is not just idol, but we look at that stone as Bhagavan. After few years, suppose, after doing lot of abhishekams, puja and all, that murti form, if there is any nose or some parts of that murti, which damage happens because of long course of time. Some damage happens to that murti. Suppose the manager of that temple calls the sculptor and you go, come and do altar to this murti, color, painting, something, adjustments. Suppose the manager of the temple calls this stapati, sculptor, the same stapati. Can you do that? No. What the sculptor says, you know, I cannot touch that murti. If you want another murti, another idol, I can make it and give it to you. But I cannot touch that murti because that Lord, once he is sitting there, is no more an ordinary stone for me to adjust. Like our people go to beauty parlors and get some adjustments. I cannot touch the Lord, he says, sculptor. So therefore, that pratima, he is not an idol, it's not a stone for us. It is only the Lord, Bhagavan, Ishvara. That is our appreciation towards Lord. What is the purpose of this worship? This pratima, murti form, if there is some more refined, advanced worship, pratikam also is there. Instead of pratima, a symbol you can take as Shiva and Shiva Linga. Shiva Linga can be taken as a symbol of worship on behalf of Shiva. We keep only Shiva Linga. That is called pratikam. There are two views. Shiva Murti and Shiva Linga both come under pratima, some people say. Another view is Shiva Murti form comes under pratima, Shiva Linga comes under pratikam, a symbol. Similarly, a Vishnu Bhakta can worship Vishnu form also, or on behalf of Vishnu worship, he can take, instead of Vishnu, he can take Salagrama. Salagrama also he can take and worship as Vishnu. Shivalinga as Shiva and Vishnu, Salagrama as Vishnu we can worship. Shastra permits. These are all forms came from tradition, from generations. This is the legacy given by all our rishis from ancient time. That's why one cannot ask people, why people worship idols. One cannot ask why people worship idols. This is the widespread misconception. Hindus perform puja for idols, stones, vigraharadhana. If they ask why some devotees, many devotees, why they worship idols, they should not ask that, because we never worship idols. We never worship idols. No Hindu devotee worship idols. Then what? It is just Bhagavan. The Lord only we are worshipping. When we are worshipping that Lord, even though it is a granite stone or marble stone, we know that it is a stone. Is it means that he does not know it is a granite stone? Archaka also knows, Bhakta also knows. Lord is Paroksham also, he knows. Is not a directly perceivable Lord. The one who is worshipping the Lord, either the priest or the devotee, they 100% they know it is what type of bronze metal, it is what type of stone, they perfectly know. At the same time, they look at that stone as a metal, bronze metal, as a god. How can people ask just like that? Why Hindus worship idols? Who said we are worshipping idols? We are not worshipping idols. That is the first level of worshipping the Lord. To purify one's mind, to purify antakarana or our own mind, that type of worship is given by our tradition. Then next level of bhakti worship one has to mature. Shastra says, once you get antakarana shuddhi, purity of mind, you learn to see that Ishta Devata, the Murti, in every form. After long time, you learn to appreciate the Lord, same Krishna or Rama or Devi, in trees, mountains, ocean, rivers, everywhere you can appreciate. That is called Vishwarupa Bhakti. Ekarupa Bhakti too, you have to grow to Vishwarupa Bhakti. I have to develop that appreciation of the Lord in every object in the world. Once I do this type of worship, murti, pratima, pratika, puja, upasana, slowly that will come as a lot of purification of the mind. Then you are Vishwarupa Bhakta, your mind is so expanded, vishalam, and you can see everywhere sarvam Brahmamayam, sarvam Ishwaramayam, sarvam Ramamayam, Krishnamayam. Like that we learn to see. Not over. This is only like second step. Like LKG, our children goes to school. First kindergarten school. Then LKG, UKG, primary school. Then secondary, higher secondary school. Then college. Then PhD, post-graduation PhD. Like that they are going. This type of pratima upasana, pratika upasanam, our shastra says, Puranas all say that Shivalinga, the base portion is called Vishnu. Our Puranas tell the base portion of that Shivalinga is Vishnu, and they, both of them, Vishnu and Shiva, has got a understanding. What? Krishnu is like an archa avataram. That's why Vishnu's incarnations are there. You don't have Shiva's incarnations. So Vishnu represents Saguna Ishvara. Normally Shiva, the forms we don't worship. Shiva Linga only we worship. You go to temples and all, you see Shivalayams. What you see? Agama Shastra, according to that, only Shiva Linga, they do Abhishekam, Archana and all. Not Shiva Murti, normally. Have you seen any black granite Shiva Murti in any Agama temple? You don't find. You may see in North India some white marble Shiva forms, they worship. But according to Agama Shastra, we have to worship only Shiva Linga, not Shiva form. That's why we do Abhishekam to Shiva Linga. This is Vishnu Archavataram, the one who can get Archana. That's why he is known as Archavataraham. And Shiva is representing Nirgunam Brahman. That's why top portion is Lingam, like it is Lingyate Anena Iti Lingam. Through which you understand that Nirgunam Brahman, the formless one, you understand that Shiva Linga. Down portion is Archavatara Vishnu, top portion is Shiva Linga, which helps us to know the Nirguna Brahman, attributeless God. Start with the attributed God first, worship, learn, and slowly you have to mature, trans the form. That's called transformation. Form to formless, you have to travel. We have to understand a lot about our religion, our Vedic dharma, Vedic culture. If you have tremendous shraddha only, you can understand this. If you don't have shraddha, in Panchadashi Vidyaranya says in 9th chapter, Vedic Purushaha means that person who follow Vedic dharma, who has got shraddha on our Vedic dharma, Vedic this tradition, the puja, the Ishta Devata, Vishwarupa, everything is Lord. Whoever is having that faith, for them only all these are relevant. We don't want to answer to any person whoever is not having shraddha on Vedic dharma, Hindu religion. Completely they don't have shraddha at all. We need not talk about them. We need not discuss about their statements. We need not argue with them. Remember always. All these are statements, ekarupa upasana, anekarupa upasana, and ishta murti, pratima, pratikam. All this for whom? Not for nastikas. Not for ashraddhalu. Vidyaranya used the word ashraddhalu, avaidika person, we are not talking. These are all relevant for those who have that reverence, appreciation and towards this Vedika dharma, Vedas and Hindu religion and its a tradition. Those who are having value for that only, we talk to them. We need not answer to anyone, other people. Remember, from Vishwarupa, we have to come to Arupa, formless. How can you come to formless? And another widespread misconception, why Hindus have got so many gods? Why Hindus worship many gods? This is always constant confusion in the minds of people. Pujya Swami Dayananda Saraswati says, Hindus don't have many gods. First of all, remember, Hindus never worship many gods. Then what? We worship only God, not many gods. We worship only God, Pujya Swamiji says. We never see even one God. For us, everything is God. There is only God. We worship only God. But then what are these 33 crores of devatas? Uppatti mukkodi devatas. They are nothing but manifestation of only one God. Only God appears in many forms. Only God appears in many forms, manifold ways, for the sake of worship, for the sake of bhaktas. That only God is known as infinite, limitless. That infinite, limitless, one Paramatma, the Ishvara alone, different devatas, different names. Whatever name you give, the names are given to that Lord, one Paramatma. If anyone says that, why you people are worshipping many gods, and you have to say, we don't worship many gods. One God, I worship in this form, with this name. Only one God. Why so many gods? I ask, we can ask a question, counter question. Why these big malls, all these big, big malls in the city, how many varieties of dress, varieties of things, varieties of food, varieties of ornaments, varieties, varieties, how many? One or two or three? Innumerable, countless. Why so many varieties of dress, tell me? Why so many varieties of ornaments? Why so many varieties of food? Tell me. Why so big, big malls? If you understand that, everyone wants different type of food, different type of ornament, different type of dress. Everyone wants different, different. That is the answer. We say, similarly, one thread, many forms of clothes. One gold and many forms of ornaments. Similarly, one God, only God in many forms. We want. Why you are having so many malls, tell me. We also can question. Our Hindu religion has got a mall of gods. 33 crores of forms, a big mall. There is no scarcity for any form. Any form is available, you can worship. Why your son has to study secondary school, college? Can you teach that college education when the child is 5 years old? Can you teach? Mother or father, parents knows that the child has to grow. The child has to mature. That's why kindergarten to KG, LKG, UKG, first standard, second standard. Why, I'm asking? Why so many classes? So many years? 12 years? And if not, that child is not able to study properly, understand, what you do? Again, ask the child or the son or daughter to be in the same class. Why can't you push that graduation study in their minds? They cannot understand. They have to grow. They have to mature. It takes a lot of time. Physical growth is required. Mental growth is required. Intellectual maturity is required. All of us know about that. I am asking the same thing with regard to worship, with regard to God, with regard to understanding of God also, same way we need LKG, UKG, first standard, second standard, third standard, like that. That is why so many types of worship, puja, upasanas, umpteen varieties. Don't ask how many. Countless. Why? Why these many gods? Why these type, many types of worship we need? Because for maturity, the child, every devotee is like a child in the beginning. We start with the dvaitam. Duality, Bhagavan is different, I am different. We start with that. Then slowly the devotee mature by worshipping the Lord, studying about that Puranas, Itihasas, about Ishvara's creation. First we give the Lord with attributes. Why the teacher has to use teaching aids, tell me? Same example I am reminding you. Mathematics teacher, why can't she say directly E is equal to MC square in second standard? Physics, that equation, E is equal to MC square. Why can't she teach? No teacher is dare to do that, no. For a third standard, fourth standard child. She has to take what? Teaching aids. And she has to Even teaching aids are not sufficient. She takes the fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4, like that she has to teach. 10 fingers are not sufficient. She shows the toes also. Why it is needs? I am asking. The child has to grow, mature, understand. Once the child comes to 10th standard college, you need not use these what? Teaching aids. All pratimas, all pratikams are like teaching aids about God. Please understand. If you don't understand, there are many people to confuse you. Why anyone can confuse us about our religion? It is their mistake or our mistake to getting the confusion. It is our mistake. Whom you are worshipping? Why I am worshipping? Here we need not require any analysis. Vidyaranya says that Mimamsam, analysis is not required about this God. What is his form? Why I have to worship? Why this form alone? There is no question of analysis. This is a religion. This is a belief. With regard to Saguna Ishvara, we don't require any inquiry, any analysis. Whatever is given by our ancestors, we are following, we are continuing, we will continue also. We start with the formed God. We are not telling that is the only truth. You try to understand further, further what our scriptures are talking, you understand. The Rupam we have given like a teaching aid. We are talking about the formless God. Our Hinduism talking about formed God to understand, to take us to formless God. You cannot go to PhD without doing LKG. Clear? Like that here also, you cannot understand the formless God without having this formed God, without purifying your mind, without worshipping the Lord in a Saguna form. Many Vedanta students are thinking, we need not worship God because we are all Nirgunam Brahman. How you have reached to Nirgunam Brahman? Please understand. To show our gratitude, you have to come and worship the formed God. With formed God only you have come to formless God. That is why our acharyas, great jnanis also, still they worship formed God. For what? To show their gratitude, respect, reverence. Don't think I am Nirgunam Brahman. All these are useless. Never. Before puja, before jnanam, I have to worship Lord to get jnanam. After atma jnanam, I have to worship the Lord to show my respect. Please understand. All Vedantic students also should know this. However much my talk is important, that much is important this Abhishekam also. You must be an exemplary to the society. Knowledge is only for understanding. But practically in the family, children, grandchildren, they have to grow. They have to mature. Therefore, we have to be in Saguna worship. Not for your sake. You are mature. But the society, for other people, they have to grow. That's why teacher has to come down to the level of the student. Teacher should not think, I am well educated, I am very informed. Why I have to teach all these lessons? You have to come down. Come down to the level of the student. Every jnani grihastha has come down to the level of grandson, granddaughter to worship this God, attributed God. We have to teach them. Please understand, in this bhakti also, the shastra is the pramanam. Just like that, it has not come yesterday. This type of God, Saguna Ishvara worship has not come yesterday or a few months before. From ancient time immemorial it is coming. You and I cannot touch that any one type of practice. Therefore, try to understand. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Tasmat Shastram Pramanam Te Karya Karyau Vyavasthitau. Everyone should follow according to Shastra. If you don't know what is Shastra, and go to a person who knows Shastra, they will guide you. Suppose that person is not available, then how to follow this religion? How to worship? Arjuna asks a question. Hey Bhagavan, hey Krishna, how to know what type of Shraddha is there for a person? Person is having Shraddha on religion, God. Shraddha is there. But how to know what type of Shraddha, what type of worship, how to do it? How to know? Then Lord Krishna says, person, he himself or herself choose to worship the Lord according to his or her swabhava. Lord Krishna says, their Shraddha is of three types. Sattvika Shraddha, Rajasa Shraddha, Tamasa Shraddha. People have faith in God. People worship God according to their Shraddha, according to their Vasana, Swabhava. That according to their Swabhava, Vasana, their Shraddha will be there. Then how to know what Shraddha they are having? Sattvika Shraddha or Rajasa or Tamasa? Which one is better? Arjuna is go on asking. Then Lord Krishna says, if they have Sattvika Shraddha, they become Sattvika Kartas, the doers, and they do Sattvika Karma, and they worship God, the Lord they worship. Yajante Sattvikan Devan. If whoever is having Sattvika Shraddha, they worship the Lord. Yajante means Pujayanti. They worship the Sattvic deity. What about Rajasic Shraddha people? They worship Yaksha Rakshan. And they worship Yaksha, Raksha, Kinnara, Kimpurusha, all of them they worship. Rajasic people, those who are having their Swabhava is Rajasic, they choose other than God, they worship so many other forms. Not infinite God they worship, but a particular Yaksha Rakshamsi. In 17th chapter, 4th verse it comes. Then what about Tamasa Shraddha people na? Pretan Bhuta Ganan Shanyenar. Tamasa Shraddha people, they worship Preta, Bhuta, Pishacha. Such type of Sapta Matrukas they worship. They are all Tamasa deities. Let them continue according to their Swabhava. You cannot change. They have to mature. Lord Krishna says, one has to come from Tamasa Puja, Tamasa deity to Rajasa Puja, Rajasa deity. Rajasic. From Rajasic to, they have to come to Sattvic. The choice we are giving to the Bhakta only. Ball is in his court. You cannot go and pull that person. Just as parents cannot do anything. So many varieties of fashions are coming. And our children are wearing. What type of dress they are wearing. You cannot tolerate. But what you are doing, you cannot tolerate, but you have to accept. They will grow, they will mature one day, they come to, are you allowing them or not? Their dress, their likings, their food and all, what you are doing? Are you having any control? You don't have any control. Why? They have their own swabhava, their likings about food, dress, code, everything, they have their own liking. What control we are having? Similarly, our religion is also so broad, it allows Tamasika Bhaktas, Tamasika deities, Tamasika Puja. Okay, do. And it allows Rajasika Bhaktas, Rajasika deities, and what they are worshipping. That also our religion allows. It is not the mistake of the religion. If mother allows the child, not child, adult, it is not mother's mistake, because the child's swabhava, Vasana, the adult son or daughter, you have no control. Similarly, with regard to God, worship also, everyone has got their own taste because of their swabhava. Let's say Hinduism is like a banyan tree. It accepts all types of worship. And people are thinking, Hinduism has having lot of loopholes. We don't have any loopholes. Loophole only in thinking. People are having loopholes in the thinking, not in the religion. Let's see, all Hindus must know first, what is this worship? Why? You to religion, to philosophy, you have to come. Just like a baby remaining in the mother's womb, it is danger to baby also, mother also. Similarly, religion worshipping the Lord in Tamasa Puja, Rajasa Puja. What is the difference between Sattvika Puja, Sattvika Deity, Rajasa Puja, Rajasa Deity, Tamasa Puja, Tamasa Deity? What is the difference? So what Lord Krishna says, why one has to mature to Sattvik? One has to mature because Tamasa Puja, Tamasa Deities, when they worship, it is para apakara. Their worship is like a black magic all the way. They want to hurt others, harm others. In the name of religion, deity, bhakta, they have lot of violence. That person is doing harm. Para apakara, rupa bhakti, that is. Tamasa bhakti. That is not good. What about rajasa deity, rajasika shraddha and rajasika puja and all? That is not para apakara, but swa upakara. Only selfish. My son, my daughter, my family, only be happy. And be benefited by the Lord, by this puja. That is called swa upakara rajasik. That is also limited. Our mind is not still mature. That's why Krishna says, if you are a really mature person, you choose the sattvic deity, sattvika puja, sattvika swabhava, you develop more and more. Para upakara. Lokasamastha sukhino bhavantu, sarvejana sukhino bhavantu. That you will develop. That is, swa para apakara to swa upakara to para upakara. Now you understand why one has to choose sattvic deity. Sattvic deity, sattvika puja only can help us for the well-being of entire humanity. That is why our Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi, wherever he goes, what word he is using? Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. Vasudha means earth. Upon entire earth is our family. Whatever is there on this earth, it is our family member. That is our culture. The entire universe, all beings, all living beings, including planets, rivers, oceans, mountains, entire environment, all must be happy, peaceful, harmonious. That is the meaning of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, not imperialism. Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam only taught by our religion, Hindu religion. It is, one more example I would like to give. While they are fighting in the battle, in our ancient time, if you see our Mahabharata, Kurukshetra war, many places they have using Shastram and Astram. Shastram and Astram. Shastram is that weapon you keep in your hand and fight with your enemy. Astram is that you take any object in the universe, either leaf or flower, or any object, a blade of grass you take, and you do mantra avahanam. You chant some mantra, and that blade of grass can become Brahmastram. Many of you know about that. What is that? Tell me. How can a leaf or blade of grass can become an astram, a powerful Brahmastram? How can it become? Is it possible? Possible. Brahmastram is possible than blade of grass, because of invocation. The power comes because of invocation, the mantra. Similarly, even this stone idol, whether it is turmeric or Ganga water, or any plant or anything, if you invoke the Lord in that, it is powerful, like astram. So we are not worshippers of idols or stones. There is an ideal behind the idol worship. Understand? A symbol of worship is not a just joke. There are lot of arguments are going on in the present society. You know what are all arguments are happening. Similarly, in our day-to-day life example, we see a person keep a photo of his departed father. Departed father. father expired. And he keeps the photo of the father either in black and white color or color photo. And he puts a garland. He is putting garland to the paper, black and white paper. What is his attitude? We all of us know. His attitude is only to show the reverence to his departed father. Yes? Can you ask him why you are putting garland or flowers, offering flowers to a black and white paper? Are you asking? Are you dare to ask? No. You know that person is respecting his departed father, showing his reverence to his father. Similarly, a statue. People are going and putting lot of garlands to statues. Are they putting garland to the stone? Tell me. One by one, they go and put the garlands. Why they are putting? We are asking. Why Hindus worship idols? They ask just like that. And the center, there are statues. And their birthdays come, they put mala, so many garlands. Thiruvalluvar. Are you putting garland to stone or Thiruvalluvar? Tell me. Hey, Thiruvalluvar is not there now. Why you are putting stone, garland? You give answer first. Why you are asking us? Hindus are worshipping idols. And they are putting lot of garlands. I am just giving an example. Thiruvalluvar. There are many statues. If you are not thinking, there are people just make noise, backside. You should know how to think. You need not answer them because they are not having Shraddha. We need not answer to them. But we should not be confused. That's what we want to know. We should not be confused. If anyone raise any comments anywhere, why we have to be disturbed? There are ignorant people. They don't know anything about religion. What a religion is? Saguna to Nirguna, it is taking us. We are talking about formless Nirguna Brahman. That is called Lingam, Shiva Lingana. Lingyate anena harupam, formless. From symbol to formed God to formless you have to go. For that this type of worship is required. Finally what Krishna said, Bhagavad Gita, you see 9th chapter, I think 11th shloka, Lord Krishna himself said, and he says, bhakta, artha bhakta, artharthi bhakta, and jignasu bhakta, jnani bhakta, after describing, and Bhagavan said, avajanantima mudhaha manushim tanu mashritam, parambhavam ajanantaha mamabhuta maheshwaram. Every one of us should know the meaning of that verse, otherwise you will be confused by many people who are not having Shraddha on Hindu religion, Vedic Dharma. Just they make some, utter some, no, statements and all they make, you are disturbed. You mean the society. Hindu society is so disturbed. And so many arguments about that. Why they argue? You must have, that's why Hindus all, even though we have lot of internal differences, what are they? Dvaita, Madhvacharya, talking about duality. Vishishtadvaita, Ramanujamatam, talking about duality. Advaita, talking about non-duality. These are all internal differences. We are all astikas. We respect Veda. We are all Shraddhalus. Either Ramanujamatam or Madhvacharya Matam or Shankaracharya is not a matam. Okay, Shankaracharya's profound teaching on Advaita, these are all our the offshoots of only our Hindu religion. They are all within that Hindu religion. Advaitam is the philosophy, including Sankhya, Yoga, Nyaya, Mimamsa, all of them. We are all belong to one brotherhood, Hindu brotherhood. We have to remember. These are all internal differences. But when outside people come and criticize, you are having lot of differences and we have to become one. Like that, when some Devas came and attacked Kauravas, and Devas were beating Kauravas like anything, at that time Yudhishthira, Dharmaputra called Bhima and Arjuna. Bhima, Arjuna, go and help Duryodhana. What he said? Go and help Duryodhana. And Bhima immediately asked, why we have to help him? Why we have to help him? He did lot of atrocities towards us. Why we have to help him? Then Yudhishthira said, you see the Dharma Sukshma. Yudhishthira said, no. When we are fighting, we have internal quarrel. They are 100, we are 5. They are 100, we are 5 when we have internal quarrel. But when outside people come, other than Kauravas and Pandavas, somebody coming and attacking our brothers, we are how many? 105. Vayam pancha adhika shatam. Then Bhima and Arjuna went and fought with those devas, and Duryodhana and Karna were all released. Similarly, we Hindus may have umpteen internal differences. Let them be there. It is a difference of opinion. But we are all Shraddhalus. We all respect Vaidika Dharma. We all respect Hindu religion. We may have internal differences, but you should not point out and create some problems within us. Suppose anybody want to create problems among Hindus, all Hindus must be united. Like Yudhishthira said, Vayam Panchadhika Shatam. Like that, all Hindus must be united. How can we be united? We have to study about our Puranas, our scriptures. Then only you can be bold enough to talk, and you can have clear understanding about Hindu religion and Vedic scriptures, Vedanta, and Jnanam finally. Bhagavan said, all these people, Bhagavan himself created all Saguna Bhaktas. How long you be in Saguna Bhakti? Come on, out of this mature, come to Nirguna Jnanam. That is the culmination. That is the purpose of this Ekarupa Bhakti, Vishwarupa Bhakti. We have to understand on this auspicious Mahashivaratri day, the Shiva Lingam, why we do Abhishekam? That is Nirakara Rupam. Worshipping formed God is easier than worshipping the symbol. Even Omkara, Vedic mantras are also symbols. Worshipping formed God is easy. Formless one. Shivalinga has got what form? No attribute. Salibgrama got what form? No attribute. That is why our Shastra takes us from formed to just formless. Intermediary stage. This is attributed God to attributeless lingam or salagrama, a symbol. Omkara symbol. How can you worship Omkara? How can you meet it upon Omkara? You have to meet it. Then only you can go to Turiya Atma. So to take us to that knowledge, pratima to pratikam to formless. What a great design, Vedic design. Beautiful design. Understand? Follow? Get the purpose, benefit, and propagate. That's what we have to do. Not just disturbed by people. Some people make some statements and we are disturbed. And not following, not understanding what we have to do, what we have to understand. We require lot of clarity about Hindu Dharma, Hindu religion, that is Vedika Dharma, known as Sanatana Dharma. All are synonyms. Vaidika Dharma or Hindu Dharma or Vedic culture or Hindu religion, all are Sanatana Dharma, all are synonyms. We don't have many names. Different names we have given to one concept. Belief to knowledge. First believe, then come to knowledge. Without knowledge, belief is incomplete. Religion and the belief on God is incomplete. Without religion, God, worship, knowledge is not possible. Please understand. And every week we have to spend time for our religious practices every day and religion understanding all the way. Whatever time you can give, What is giving? You have to draw the time, and next generation, they have to get this benefit. Otherwise, this beautiful, grand design given by our acharyas, rishis, paramparaya, we will miss. We will miss means our kith and kin later, they will miss. So they should not miss this precious and valuable religion and practice. So therefore, we have to worship the Lord for what? To understand His real nature. Worship the Lord to understand His real nature. With this, I conclude. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.